Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
The Monroe County Health Department says 21 people have died from the flu this season in Monroe County, and a little over 1,000 were hospitalized. The report, dated through April 27th, says there were more than 5,900 lab-confirmed cases of the flu this season in the county. Around the same time last year, by the way, the county reported 19 deaths and more than 1,300 hospitalizations. More than 7,300 lab-confirmed cases had been documented. So as far as comparing to last year, little behind, but still pretty bad. That big last push. I know when you got the flu, Whitney.
I did, early April.
Last week, by the way, local hospitals did lift the flu restrictions, and the state reported the flu was no longer prevalent in New York. So hopefully out of the woods when it comes to the flu.
Hopefully, A 22-year-old woman is in critical but stable condition after falling from the fifth floor of a New York City apartment building. Her name is Riley Hamilton. She was taking pictures of the skyline from the building's rooftop when she fell on Saturday night around 8 p.m. A witness said, quote, "I was in my bathroom when I heard a massive crash, and I looked out my window, and she was just kind of lying on the ground. She was out of it for a few minutes, and then she came to and started crying." Residents believe that she possibly hit an air conditioner unit before landing in the garbage area, which may have broken her fall. Because, again, five stories she fell. But miraculously, she managed to walk away with just a fractured pelvis, broken ankle, and broken arm. I mean, when you think about what could have happened.
No, seriously, it's incredible she's alive.
That's amazing. And, it, you know, it's like, how many people have to either die or be grievously injured before we stop taking photos?
The photo's not worth it. Yeah.
On, like, you know, roofs and, like, cliffs, mountains, mountaintops. It's just stop.
The superintendent of the East Rochester Union Free School District has been placed on administrative leave.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Yeah, it's a little fuzzy in the details. Dr. Mark Linton has been employed with the district since July of 2015, and the district's Board of Education has named another acting superintendent while they figure out whatever is going on. Again, it's not yet clear why the board placed him on leave.
Well, that's sketchy.
Probably not for good reason.
No. Sunscreen apparently enters our bloodstream just after just one day of use, according to a new study published yesterday. The pilot study conducted by the FDA found that it took just one day of use for several common sunscreen ingredients to enter the bloodstream at levels high enough to trigger a government safety investigation. The blood concentration of three of the ingredients continued to rise as daily use continued and then remained in the body for at least 24 hours after sunscreen use ended. So should we throw away all of our sunscreen? Experts say definitely not.
Well, no, just not.
And further studies do need to be performed to determine whether there are true medical implications to absorption of certain ingredients within sunscreen. So for now, the sun is still the bigger enemy. Keep using it. But kind of creepy.
It's a little scary considering sunscreen's been around for how long, and we're just finding out that this is happening.
Well, and like some people put it on every single day, like on their face and stuff.
I probably should. I got burned on Sunday, and it was cloudy the entire day.
The only time I put on sunscreen is if I'm planning to be in the sun all day, like the
direct sun.
Well, in the summertime, like if I go to, I don't know, like let's say if I went to Darien Lake, I'd probably put on some sunscreen. But like other than that, I don't, to be honest. My dermatologist wouldn't be happy to hear that.
I mean, it really is. It's kind of a lose-lose because if you don't, you know what the sun can do.
Yeah.
And if you do, apparently it's absorbing into your blood. I'm sure that's great. I'm sure it's great for us.
Yeah, I'm sure. Not a problem. Yeah, chemicals.
A few stories up at 98pxy.com. Adele was partying for her 31st birthday and was joking about an upcoming, quote, drum and bass album. Well, I mean, she's single again, so new music is on the way.
What?
How did you miss that?
Since when?
A few weeks, probably, I think it's been.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No!
Yeah, it didn't work out.
Oh my gosh! From her husband?
Yes, she was married. Yeah. Do you know anything?
No!
Do you know anything about
Corey!
Adele? Oh my god, she's a singer?
Oh my god!
So,
oh no!
I'm assuming that is a joke and she's not going to do a drum and bass album, but maybe. Who knows? Speaking of maybe interesting musical choices, I don't know about you, Whitney, but I'm obsessed with the song Old Town Road by Lil Nas X.
Oh, I love it.
John Mayer gave it the acoustic treatment.
Oh.
Very interesting.
Interesting. Good interesting?
Okay. I think so. Yeah. I think so. So 98pxy.com for all that and more. Plus, of course, you can find out all the info on 98pxy Summer Jam.